Hello, this is Hector Vladimir. Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. I wanted to discuss a couple of topics that have outraged me. One of them I found out by accident. I wanted to find out what was the rate of kilowatt hours, the prices for each kilowatt hour of electric energy from the company Georgia Power here in Georgia. I was shocked to find out that in the summer, this summer 2024, the rates for the peak hours of production, which they consider to be from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. every day of the week, are going to be charged every kilowatt hour at 29 cents per kilowatt hour. That is extremely outrageous. The highest per kilowatt hour charge I've heard of is 14 cents for the summer months and for power used above 1,000 kilowatts per hour. Or 1,000 kilowatt hours, but 29 cents is ludicrous to me. It is beyond abusive and criminal. Yet, this is what they're charging. This is according to their website that I found online that has this outrageous statement, and I believe it because I just got a high bill, extremely high bill for my power, and the summer's just getting started for the period of 13 May to 13 June. Additionally, I wanted to discuss another topic on top of this outrageous finding that I accidentally found online while looking for energy rates. It's this other article that I found from Energy and Environment, the website. It is actually from the Georgia Recorder, which is an online version of the magazine, I believe, and this article is under the Energy and Environment section of the magazine, I suppose, and it was actually from last year, May 16, 2023, not too long ago, and it is extremely relevant to today, the situation that we find ourselves in here in the state with the crisis. It's nothing less than a crisis, this energy cost crisis. And the article title is State Regulators Approve 12% Georgia Power Rate Hike to Start This Summer. Again, that was last year, summer of 2023. And the article is by Stanley Dunlap. And it has a caption, a photo with a caption, Georgia Public Service Commission, the state's utility regulatory agency, might be having second thoughts about Georgia Power's rush to get out of coal-fired electricity. The photo is by John McCosh from the Georgia Recorder. And the photo is apparently of Georgia Power's headquarters in Atlanta. Georgia Power customers will see their electric bills rise dramatically starting June as the company begins to recoup $2.1 billion in fuel costs. The average Georgia Power household will begin paying 12% more for monthly utility bills as summer temperatures rise in June after state regulators on Tuesday approved the company's $6.6 billion fuel expense plan. The Republican-controlled five-member Public Service Commission unanimously approved an agreement that lets the state's largest utility company recover $2.1 billion in under-budgeted costs for coal and natural gas. That should be on air quotes, under-budgeted, but it's not on the article. I'll continue. The terms of the agreement will result in the typical residential customer paying about $16 more for monthly utilities over a three-year period. The Southern Environmental Law Center estimates that in 2025, households will be paying about $500 more annually for utilities. When Georgia Power customers absorb six rate hikes for fuel costs. Annual increases in electric rates and the TAB that comes due for the completion of the nuclear expansion plant, Vogtle. Just as a reminder here, I've talked about this debacle project a few times. But continuing, during the few case hearings, Georgia residents expressed their frustration about the burden imposed by higher utility bills and complained that commission members often support the state's largest utility over residents' financial well-being. Isn't that true? Continuing, the new fuel rates also includes an additional $4.4 billion in projected fuel costs for the next 3 years. Cody Norred, executive director of Georgia Interfaith Power and Light, said the organization is disappointed that PSC officials didn't adopt the organization's request that Georgia Power be more transparent about how many families are having trouble keeping their power on because of financial difficulties. Georgia Power cut off about 10% of Georgia Power's residential customers last year due to non-payment. This is a justice issue. Georgia Power blew through its fuel budget last year when the price of fossil fuels skyrocketed, but at the same time, it pocketed billions in record profits. NORED said now customers are going to have to readjust their family budgets to find space for increasing bills with no relief in sight. The company requested reimbursement for excess fuel costs incurred last year due to inflation, driving up natural gas prices and other energy sources to provide electricity to its 2.7 million customers. Under Georgia law, utilities can require ratepayers to cover for the cost of fuel, provided they can prove that their previous and future costs aren't due to negligence or illegal. That is a funny use of words there in that last sentence. Georgia Power officials say the company does not earn a profit on its fuel costs. I doubt that very much. Georgia Power has been criticized. Just as a side note, they may not make a profit on fuel costs, but they surely maintain their abusively and obscenely high pays and bonuses by not paying for that fuel and passing the bill down to the customers. Continuing on with the article, Georgia Power has been criticized for not sharing a financial responsibility for its fuel charges and for not extending the latest fuel payment period by more than 4 years to ease the burden on ratepayers. Commissioner Lauren Bubba McDonald said that while the regulated monopoly is transitioning from coal-fired power plants, a new emphasis is to commit to a more diverse combination of energy sources, including natural gas and solar power. McDonald blamed the Biden administration for the hike in the average price of natural gas between 2016 and 2020, an increase from $2.65 to $5 this year. Funny they blame Biden for a period in which he was not even a president. In the Green New Deal energy policy at the federal administration, that is why we're faced with these issues, with the cost of gasoline, the cost of transportation of coal, and every other product we have, McDonald said. The PSC agreed on Tuesday to give low-income seniors an additional $1.50 discount on their utilities on Tuesday as a slight reprieve for those people living on fixed budgets. That is a slap in the face. If you asked me, $1.50 discount on their utility bill, give me a break. That's on top of the $2 discount. Wow, how gracious of them. Previously included in the just approved package. Seniors enrolled in the company's low-income plan will now receive a $33.50 discount on their monthly bills, up from the original $30. Big round of applause for Georgia Power for giving some senior citizens a whopping $33.50. I agree with intervening parties in the fuel cost recovery docket that the income-qualified senior citizen fuel discount should be increased, no shit, so there is a proportional impact to ratepayers, PAC Chairwoman Tricia Pridmore said. And that is that article. Of course, they failed to mention that these rate hikes, not only being abusive and criminal, but they affect a large majority of the very poor and desperate Georgia population, Georgia people here in the state, which are among the poorest in the nation. This is among the most unequal states. Yes, the state may be rich in wealth and resources, but that wealth and resources very unevenly distributed and unfairly distributed, meaning it leaves out swaths of the Georgia population, and mainly in those groups are indigenous people, people of color, people of immigrant background, minorities. So here we are in 2024 now, suffering one of the hottest summers that I've seen so far. It is only now June 19th and the heat has been sweltering. I mean, there has been about a 10-day stretch of weather over 35 degrees Celsius here in the state. No rain, very little moisture in the air, and hot weather during the day and at night as well. And the carnage goes on here with the power company getting their way, getting whatever rate hike they want, getting approved all kinds of measures to recoup. I never understood that. Recoup money that they used. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is a private corporation being allowed to bid for energy costs and energy expenditures, make money off of that. Don't tell me that they're not making money off of those deals with energy purchases, buying energy or fuel wholesale, and then coming back in the back end saying that they underestimated the amount of fuel that they needed, and now they have to recoup a couple of billion dollars worth of fuel costs and pass it down to the customers. As they said, it is projected that the average energy bill is going to be about $500.
$500?
Per month in the state of Georgia by 2025. And that is just horrendous. They say the nationwide average for
electric
energy bill is a little over $150 per month. But that is misleading, I believe, very much misleading, because that is the average. The average can be a misleading metric because the average is nothing but a measure of
a total amount distributed equally among all the participants
of an entire group. So
in a specific group,
there could be just a few people paying thousands of dollars for their energy bill, and there could be just a few people paying a few tenths of dollars, $30, $40, $50 for their energy bill. And at the same time, there could be a very large bulk, very large percentage of that group paying $300, $350, or $400 per month. Yet the average comes out to be $150, which is misleading. For that,
the mode
is a better
statistical metric
to go with. That is the
metric,
a range of numbers, like a small range of electric bills, let's say from 50 to 75.
75 to 150, 150 to 200, etc.
And those smaller groups, you could take the
mode
and find out which group occurs the most in a period of time, which power bill actually is the one being paid the most. And I believe that's what these people have done, or something similar. And they expect $500 to be the most paid amount. I am not really sure if they did that. It looks like they did. Otherwise, I believe that number would be a bit lower. Only because the average
electric bill,
as I have found out, in the US is an unbelievable less than $170. Another thing that they may have done with that figure of $500 per month is the utility bill being encompassing of all of the households' utility payments, such as water, sewer, telephone, internet, and electric, as well as gas for heat, etc. So yes, when you take that whole number, it does make sense. Now I have just looked up the average utility cost in Georgia, and it does say right now it is about $411 per month, which is quite scary and disturbing to find out it is that high. When I look up the average utility cost in US, it jumps to a whopping and eye-watering $609.
$609.
And 90 cents. Effectively, it's $610. So when I look for, instead of average, I put
mode.
Let's see what that does. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but it did go down to $429 per month. It still says the average. So it may take a bit more digging for you to find
the mode
of this
electric bill,
of this utility payment for whatever states you want to, or even the US or any other nation. And I believe it to be a quite more useful metric. Thank you very much. That is all for now. Thanks. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon. And please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.